basically have to be, like, diagnosed with, like, gender identity disorder. And so I started talking to a therapist, and that was, like, really where I tried to, like, flesh out a lot of my, like, you know, feelings about it or ideas about it. But I think it was kind of, like, the more I, like, talked to her about it, the more I talked to other friends about it, like, it just kind of slowly became, like, more and more apparent that, like, this is what I need to do. Like, this is what I want to do. And I think that the moment, actually, when I realized that my dad had his third open heart surgery in August of 2006. And, I mean, and he made it, you know, fantastically, you know, which is awesome. I'm really, really happy about that. But I think that at some point when I was, like, actually, like, waiting when he was in surgery, I, like, somehow I had this, like, flash of this thought kind of go through my head where it was, like, you know, if he doesn't make it, I'm gonna do this. Like, if he, you know, dies, like, I'm definitely gonna, like, transition. And I kind of realized that at that point it was, like, you know, what I was the most afraid of was, you know, what my dad was gonna think about me, or, like, really anybody. But, I mean, you know, my dad in particular, it's just, like, what he thinks about me matters a lot, you know. And it's kind of, I mean, if you're having, you know, if you're deciding to have a sex change, you pretty much have to tell your parents, I think, so. It's like, you know, you can't really get around that. So I was pretty stressed out about that. But so yeah, I don't know. I guess that was, like, the actual moment. And at that point, I remember going to one of my friends and just saying, like, wow, like, I think I definitely have to do this. I don't really know where to start. And I don't know. It was pretty intense. It was pretty weird. I mean, I ended up telling my parents, and they were, of course, like, pretty freaked out at first and pretty, you know, I mean, awkward about it, but I mean, the first thing that they both said was that they still love me and that, you know, they care about me, and it's gonna be all right. We'll figure it out. So.